different point. That is that Yeyush Kedi lo kan harehu kimo lifnei Yeyush, and then Yeyush and Shin Rishus doesn't work simply because it's like Shin Rishus
b'li Yeyush, which never works. But Rashi, and it happens to be that that's the second shot in the Tulsus Rid as well. Mentioned the Tulsus Rid rejects this on Kuf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. But what he suggests instead is the interpretation that we and that the Rashash gave for Rashi, which is that the Manda Amar in the Braisa on Kuf Yud Daled Amud Aleph holds that Yeyush Kedi Lo Kani, but not be holds that Yeyush Shin Rishus is not Kani. But not just because Yush Kedi is Lokani, but because Bisura Asaliyado applies also to the Lokeach. Okay, let me just find the line here. This is the conclusion of the Tosfos Read on Kuf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. Again, the first idea was Ola Bedaiti Lefarish to Emesam Rinin Yush Shinu Rishus Kon Hani Mili Karminish Kedi Kani, Vahani Shinu Rishus Dilu Kama Kani Bet. That's the first pshat. That means that Yeyush Shinu Rishus doesn't work because the Yeyush, this doesn't, there's no chalos Yeyush. That could be for the reasons that we discussed, that the Surah Saliyadu just never, there's no chalos or no impact, it's Kilo Lohayim. What he ends up saying is similar to what we were suggesting and what the Rashash suggests for Rashi, which is not that the Yeyush Shinu Rishus doesn't work because lo shma Yeyush and it's ke'ilu lifnei Yeyush. No, it's la'achar Yeyush, but Bisura Asaliyado applies to the Lokeach as well as to the Gazlan. Avaloi tachein lamar kein, he says. Yush begazlan lo kani, aval belokeach migazlan kani hayeush. Velo shini rishus gorem shoy belo yush eni mol klum darminim rotzem mizego vrom tzizor mizego. It says it can't be that yush kedi lo kani is the basis for Yush Shishin and Rishus, because we see Man Da'amrim who believe Yush Kedi Lo Kani and yet Yush Shishin and Rishus works, and that's Midin Yeyush, not Shin Rishus Gorem, but Yeyush Gorem. Very important line, because the key thing is that Yeyush Begazlan Lo Kani. That's also an important line. That's his interpretation of Yisura Saliyado, which means that Begazlan, it's a special limit on Begazlan. Birshus Hagazlan Yush is not Kona. That's an important formulation. So what is the Gemara saying then? Hachi Kamar Belish Nekama Kasavar Haitana Debraisa Yush Kedi Lokani Lokeach Demichias Eliade Bisuras Eliade Ukeilu Hu Gazlomi Balabayas Upligi Braisa Masnisan the Savar Yush Vashina Rishus Kani the Tana Braisa Savar Yush Vashina Rishus Lokani. So the second day of the Tosfos Rid is exactly what the Rashash and simple pshat seems to be of Rashi, namely that daya says not that ki'ilu haba lifnei Yeyush, but that isura asaliyado applies to alokeach as well as to a gazel. Okay. According to these views, Yeyush really doesn't work. Okay, but for two totally different reasons. The other extreme is the Rambam, as we've been explaining, who holds that Yeyush Kedi would really work if you didn't have a Chovas HaGavra Hashava, or if it wasn't actually going back, in fact, to the Bailim. That seems to be Shitas HaRambam, and we supported that in various ways. Yossi asked me the question after the shir yesterday, why can't you say for the Rambam in Hilchos Kelim what we said for the Ramban? Right? The next sheet on the other extreme is the Ramban. Ramban says that Yeyush, at least the piece in Kuf Yudal, the Ramban is not always consistent, even in Mochamos, but the piece that we discussed yesterday, in Kuf Yudalid, Ramban says Yeyush Kedi Isura Saliyano doesn't work at all. And it won't work alone, it won't work Bitsiruf in any other factor, it won't work with Bitsiruf Bishini Rishus. It only works when it's Beteros Aliado and then the Yush works alone. But Yush plus never works. Aye, so what about Kalim? So as we explained, there are three formulations in the Ramban. All three are pretty practical, but they're in various gradations. Either in order to be Koresh Yush, in order to be Koresh Shinu Shein, you have to have Yush, or the non-interference of the Bailim, and he compares that to Hafrashas Truma Shalomi Dasa Bailim. Or you have to not be concerned that he's going to undo, or there has to be no real possibility that he's going to undo what you did. So it's a question of making it temporary or limited. Or it's even more practical than that, namely your lack of decisiveness because you don't know the halacha and you're worried about it. Okay. So basically, according to the Ramban, it turns out that the role of Yeush is not formal and legal so much as it is, it's a facilitating role. It's Yeush allows for something else to work, but it's not a combination. So Yossi asked, maybe that's a pshat in the Rambam, Menuchas Kalim as well. Especially according to the first and second formulations of the Rambam, where it might even be limited to Tumas Kalim. So I think the answer to that question is that it's exactly in the formula, everything is in the formulation. But in terms of the halakha, it's possible. But the point is, if you look, what we have is three formulations about Yeush's role in Tumas Kalim. The Baal HaMor says it's Tziruf. It's a combination of Shinui Hashem and Yeush. The Ramban says it's all Shinui Hashem given what Yeush accomplishes and that he has the three formulations. The Rambam doesn't even mention Shinui Hashem. For the Rambam, the implication is that it's all Yeush. So it's one halacha, everybody agrees the halacha, but the formulation here is totally, totally different between the Baal HaMor, the Ramban, and the Rambam. In any case, just as there are people who think that Yeush Kedi Lo Kani means Yeush is nothing, that's the most extreme, so you have the Rambam who holds Yeush Kedi Lo Kani means that even when it's lokani, it has the koach kinyan, and therefore it's not going to be difficult to rehabilitate Yeush. And when it works midin Yeush kedi kani. In some cases, we'll soon see. Ram also has a category of Yeush and Shina Rishus, but we'll see how that works for the Rambam soon. Okay. The next extreme is that of the Ramban that we just talked about, and that's where Yeush basically doesn't play much of a role. But where it does play a role, it plays an auxiliary role, allowing for, in the most practical way, or in some cases a little bit of legal way, some other factor to work, as we just explained about Shinu Rishus. If you go a step beyond that, so then we might explain that Yeush works, even if Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, but in a much more significant way than the Ramban. And that is, if it's not just a facilitating factor for other forces, but Kol Zman you need Hotzah Mirshus HaBailim, Yeush works. The problem with Yeush is it doesn't help you for Knisa Lirshus HaGazel. And especially since we spent a lot of time discussing those factors, and we have to revisit again when we get to Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to Kinyan Gzela, right, to what extent does the Kinyan Gzela remove partly from the Gazlan, from the Nigzal, to what extent does it actually introduce the object into the Rishus HaGazlan, right? What about Meshicha L'Rishus HaRabim? What about Chotzer? Those kind of issues, both in the technical Tsuras HaKinyan, and in terms of the chalos, the impact of the kinyan, on both levels, that question is discussed a lot. What is the relationship between hotzam and anigzal and knisa lushus agazlam? So one might say that yush kedi lo kani only means that knisa legazlan, kinyan, gazlan, can never take place through yush. But yitzia min hanigzal, that part of the gzela, can be completed through Yeush. And that would work very well according to the language of the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph Omid Beis On the bottom, Kufyat Beis Amud Aleph. That's the Gemara of Rav Kizda, Ratzim Yizegova, Ratzim Yizegova. And that's where the Gemara has that formulation. Again, if you just pick the different Gemaras, that's where the Gemara explains that. Just a second, where's the line? Here. Kol kama delo nesiyashu habaylim birshusei demari koi. That sounds like the yush baylim takes it out from rishus of the baylim. So if that's the shita of Rav Chisda, so that might work not only for ratzamizegova, which depends on yush, seemingly yush alone. We'll get back to, we'll sum up the Gemara in just a minute. But basically, it provides for us a model. We suggested maybe the Rambam gets his halacha from here, right? But if you don't hold, and the Rambam does quote not only the halacha of Rav Chisda with Yush alone, but he actually quotes the language of the Gemara, and I think he did so intentionally because it's an important Gemara for the Rambam. What I'm suggesting in the moment is that even if you don't hold like the Rambam, right, this may be another model to say that Yush Kedi Lo Kani, but it's Kona B'miktsas. Anything that depends on removing the influence of the Nigzal, or even Hotsa, Mirshuso, those are two different points, but they're related. Any interference or Yitzia Mirshuso is accomplished by Yeush, even according to Manam Yush Kedi Lo Kani. The problem is where you need Knisa Lirshus Gazlin. And that's not an issue when it comes to Ratzim Yizegova. But that opens up the possibility that even when it comes to something like Yish Vashinu Rishus, you're already halfway there. Or, if you want to explain how there can be Shinu Rishus, how you can be Mocher or Makdish, such that there can be a combination of Yish and Shinu Rishus, we might say, well, the only reason that you couldn't, until now, is because of the continued influence of the Nigzal. Right, and the fact that it was Birshuso, one or both. But now that he's no longer interfering, and it's quasi-Yotza Mirshuso, or Glagamri Yotza Mirshuso, so maybe there's no problem anymore. So this idea that Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, but it's Koveya, anything having to do with either interference or Yitzia Mirshuso Nigzal, is very attractive, based on Rav Chisda. Yeah? So that's he's explaining why
Shinu Rishut can't receive Yeush because it would still be in the Rishut of the Baal.
Right. He's trying to explain there, and that's why that's his explanation of Yisur HaAsal Yada. As opposed to if you have Yeush Shinu Rishus, then it's Betera, then it's Betera HaAsal Yada. But what Rabban seems to be denying there is that there is independent value to Yeush without Rishinu Rishus. We're trying to explain that even if there's no follow-up of Shinu Rishus, I'm not saying the Ramban definitely disagrees. I mean, again, let's step back for a moment. We know that the Ramban holds that in when it comes to Shinu Yishem, that Yeush makes a difference. Just that if you take that one, that piece of the Ramban, it's all in the same section. That's all one keta. The strong impression that you get is that Yeush alone is nothing. But Yeush alone is nothing. And the Yeush B'Yisur HaAsal Yada is nothing. That doesn't work very well for Rav Chisda. Now, you could say the Ramban doesn't paskin like Rav Chisda. Or you could say that the Ramban interprets Rav Chisda the way that Tosas Rin and the Raiva did, which is that it's talking about Yeush Shinu Rishus, and it's not talking about Yeush Kedi. Or you could say that the Ramban's comments on Kufi Dalid all have to do with Kinyanim. And the Sugya of Rav Chisda is not about Kinyanim, it's about a second Maisig Zela. But in Ochanami, when it comes to second Maisig Zela, he too would agree, like you're pointing out, that Yeush would be Koveya, whether it's considered Legamri Bersh. He might say, it's true, it's Yotze Ktsas. I don't know that the Ramban denies that Yeush should be Isura. He might, that he's saying it's not Yotze Klal Mirshus Abaylin. Maybe he agrees that it is Yotze Mirshus Abaylin. All I'm saying is in that section, being Yotze Mirshus Abaylin is not even a basis for a half a Kenyan for the Ramban. It could be because the half a Kenyan doesn't work with that. It always requires the positive aspects. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you're technically correct. I think it would be very... I don't know whether we know. Maybe somebody else here does. But in the... I have to do an exhaustive look again, but in the Rambans and Kufi Dalid, and the other ones that I have on my fingertips at the moment, I don't think he ever relates to Rav Chisda. We don't have the Chidush Ramban and Bava Kama, unfortunately. We know how the Rajba reads Rav Chisda. We know how Tosis reads it, how the Tosis Rid reads it, how the Raivin reads it. I'm not sure, and I would really be interested, how the Ramban read Rav Chisda. Of course, there's a little bit of a problem. That is, I'm not sure the Ramban is totally consistent in all his dealings of Yeush and Yeush and Shinu Rishus either. The piece on Kufya Dalit in particular, I'd love to know how he reads Rav Chisda. All I'm saying is, it's possible that he's forced to read it, that it's talking about Yeush and Shinu Rishus, or he would say that that's a special din in the continuation of Chefta Shul Gzela, and whether there can be a new Goslin. But anything having to do with Kenyan or quasi-Kenyan or half-Kenyan, anything having to do with that, he's taking a very strong view that Yeush Kedi Lo Kani makes no contribution. Bisura Saliyada. As opposed to other Rishonim, certainly Tosasan Kufir Aleph and the Rambam, who are saying Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, but it's Koveya whether it's Nichna, whether it's a Dayan Brishus HaNigzal or not. That's Pasha. Now once you say that, you could also say, well, is that irrelevant to Yeush Shina Rishus? Or some other issues? Or the ability to be Mocher or Makdish the Chayfetz? Maybe not. The Ramban seems to make it irrelevant in that piece. So I agree with you. I'm not sure what he does with it. I'm just pretty sure that in that piece he's taking a very hard line about Yeush only working when it's Betei Rasa Liyada as a Kenyan. For Goslin, shame Goslin, shame Gozel, then I'm not sure.
The Ramban, if Yeush doesn't do anything, then why is it? Why is it matter that it's
now Beteros Liyado? Why is it?
No,
because that is Dumida Veda. It's a different Yeush.
I mean that it's it's the fact that it's no longer considered an
exile. Right, that's Yeush of Aved. Yet, the only thing the Ramban says is completely ineffective is Yeush of Yisura Asal Liyado.
Why is it the
Hetera
now that the
Yeush
works?
Le'inyan, the Lokeach, it's Betei Rosh Aliyado. So for him, it's like Yeush of Aveda.
Yeush is only clapping the Lokeach, but it's not clapping the God.
Right. That's what he says. I mean, that he says explicitly. In that piece, there are other pieces, including like two pieces later, or the next piece, where the Ramban starts talking about combining Yeush and Shinu Hashem in Kodshe Mizveach, which is strange, because he denied Yeush and Shinu Hashem completely in the previous Keta. But then he also says, well, it's also Shinu Rishus, and I can understand why he needs that. But he seems to be Truma, Maestros, he seems to be saying Yeush plus Shinu, unless he means, like he meant in Caleb, that the Yeush is a background for Shinu Rishus. Because of what the Ramban said regarding Caleb, it's always possible to expand it a little bit to some of these other cases as a facilitator, but it's not a half Kenyan. And the Yeush of Shinu Rishus for the Ramban is Dumya Daveda, that's why that lure, those words are very important for him, and they're Betei Rosh Aliyado. He's a hardliner on that issue. Very hardliner. That's why I'm just trying to spend time on this to show that there really are different views in Rishonim about this question, and that they really break up this way. So it's taking longer, but I think it's important to know it. Now, so that's the Ramban is a model, and the Rav Chisda, according to Bali Tosis, is a model, and the Rambam. But again, one could have said that's limited to Goslin, Maisa Gzela, Cheftza Shul Gzela, but anything that has to do with Kinyanim, it doesn't work. Maybe that's Ramban's view. Maybe otherwise you could agree with Tosis about Rav Chisda. Or you could argue on either side. If you don't hold that it works in Kinyanim, you won't hold it work for Rav Chisda. That's the Raibid and the Tosis Rid. We'll sum up in a minute. Or if it does work for a Rav Chisda, then maybe it should work for Kinyanim too. I think the Rambam may have felt that way. And for other Rishonim, it surely becomes a model. Now it becomes an interesting question. When you're talking about Kinyane Gzela, Dine Gzela, Achar Yeush, etc., so what really does depend on Knisa Lirshuso and what depends on Hotza'a Mirshus Hanikzel? I think that becomes a really, really important. That's why I mentioned before the question of Kinyanim Mishich Mishus Arabin, because we know that's an issue in other things in Gzela. Okay. Having said that, so how far do you go with even within Knisa? So we're developing a hierarchy here. So we're up to we went from nothing to, you know, to the Ramban in the three versions, to Hotzah or Yitzia Mrishus Abaylim or lack of interference of the Nigzal, to that itself being a kind of a Kenyan. What about the possibility that Yush Kedi is a partial Kenyan? Say that too. Because it's Yotza Mrishus HaNigzal, or maybe even Nichnas B'miktsas Lirshuso, just that maybe it's Bisuras Aliyado, so he can never be Kona. That doesn't mean it's not Nichnas B'miktsas Lirshuso either. Especially if we say Bisuras Aliyado relates to Chiyav HaShava, so the Chiyav HaShava is an obstacle. It won't allow him personally to benefit. If you want to say Chote Niskar, or if you want to say it's purely legal Hashava, whatever explanation you want to give. But the fact is, there is this obstacle. For the Rambam, we felt it was just a Chovas HaGavra, and you can really get around it. For others, maybe it's more difficult, but we're moving closer to Shitas HaRambam here. So then we could say that Yeush Kedi Lo Kani to him, for him to win the Chafetz. But even he has acquired, not only has he, you know, remove the obstacle of interference and reshus HaNigzal, maybe he's even acquired some kinyan in the chayfetz too, but Bisuras HaLiyado limits the completion of it. But vis-a-vis someone else, his kinyan is good vis-a-vis someone else, if one can use that terminology. Or, and even though he's not Kona personally completely, but it is effective, so then all you need, maybe, is another factor to rid the Chiyav HaShava. And then even he would be Kona. Lu Yitzuya. You could have such a case. So if you have some other factor that just targets the remaining obstacle, then that'll work. So then you should be a half Kenyan, even a half positive Kenyan, not just a half Kenyan Le'inyan removing the Nigzal. And then, of course, comes the pure rehabilitation approaches, and that is the Rabban on Dumi Daveda, that Teiras Aliyado Yushushina Rishos. And we'll soon see, Rabbeinu Peretz has a similar formulation, but he seems to be emphasizing that Yush Kedi, Yush is not Kona at all, just that Yush facilitates Shin Rishus, which Be'etera is Kona Legamri. We'll see that inside in a couple of minutes. Okay. So this is the... was there a question before we go on? Good. This is the hierarchy. And now we'll see what... what's what? So just to sum up the two Gemaras in Gozel Amachil very quickly. The first is the Gemara in Kufin Aleph on the base, as we discussed Rav Chisda, and we already discussed Tosis for Ron Bar Chama, and especially Tosis for Rav Chisda, where Tosis says this pshat. I mean, Tosis says it very clearly. It's a svara, misvara mechalik Rav Chisda ben lifnei yush ben lachar yush. Shlomo read it for us the other day, right? Delahava kokach birshus mare achar yush. Kemo lifnei yush, shenokel lotzeis mishus bailim b'shini rishus o b'shini hashem. It's fascinating. Again, Tosas could have said that Rav Chisda's halacha is limited to chetza shel gzela and maisa gzela chadash, but that it has nothing whatsoever to do with inyanim of Kinyan Gzela. But Tosus, in explaining Rav Chisda, links it to the other quasi-role of Yeyush, Yeyush Vishini Rishus, Yeyush Vishini Yashem. And Tosus says explicitly, the ability to be Korei Shem and to transfer the Chayfetz itself reflects the positive role of Yeyush through Hafkas Anigzal, maybe, or maybe even through a Miktsas Knisa L'Shuso. But Tosus makes that. Not only does Tosus interpret Rav Chisda as based on Yeyush Kedi being effective, but he applies it to Yeyush Vishinu Rishus Vishinu Hashem as well. That's very important. The Rambam definitely applies it and reads like Tosus regarding the question of Chepet HaGazel and Gazlan, whether or not he thinks this also is connected to the role of Yeyush in Kinyanim. That's less clear. Of course, we're referring to the Rambam in Paschal Sekar Chizda with the formulation in Perikei Halacha, what is it, Dalet? Hilchos Gzeila Perikei Halacha Dalet. Okay. On the other hand, that's to be contrasted, the Rambam and Tosus, to be contrasted with the Ravid and the Tosus Rid. Ravid and Tosus Rid read Rav Chisda. Dani, is what? Ravid and Tosus Rid, didn't see? On Kufin Aleph? Adi? Oren? No? You don't saw the Tosus Rid and Kufin Aleph? Yeyush Vishinu Rishus. It's hard to read the Gemara that way, and it's important that they read the Gemara that way for another reason. Namely, where's the Shinu Rishus there in that Gemara?
Well, against Rava?
Well, no. Let's say this. No, Gozel Machil Ezbanov. Or Rav Chisda, Gazav Alonis Yosho Bailim, U Ba'acher Ve'achlo Mimenu. The Ba'acher Ve'achlo Mimenu. So he's Machil also, or Ba'acher Ve'achlo? What's the case? What?
Shinu
Rishus Balkarcho de Gazlan. Meaning Gezel from the Gazlan. Is Gezel from the Gazlan the Shinu Rishus? So we now have to keep up a little bit of a list. And we're not going to pursue this much more beyond today and tomorrow, but it is a much more detailed topic than that. What is Shinu Rishus? What impact Shinu Rishus has? All these things are connected, but we're just going in and out of Kufid Aleph and Kufid Dalet. We don't want to learn the whole Perek Gozel Machel right now, or Lulav HaGozel. Not the whole Perek, but those Dapim take too long. But just it's going in and out. So the Rajba Alatar, which I believe I told you to look at, and Rajba says, or did I give you the Rajba on Kufi Dalet, not on Kufi Dalet?
Kufi Dalet.
I gave you Kufi Dalet?
Yeah.
Okay, Kufi Dalet is the most important Rajba. But on Kufi Dalet, the Rajba is important too. Rajba says, when we say Ubacher Begazlo, he says it cannot be that the guy just, that's Shinu Rishus. Because Shinu Rishus requires Das. It has to be Das HaGazlan. Like the classic case of Yeshu Shinu Rishus of Mechira, of the Lokeach. But if the guy just grabs it, he says, that's not Shinu Rishus. Moreover, says the Rajba, if that would be Shinu Rishus, then the Gazlan, this is an important line, then the Gazlan should have Shinu Rishus from the Nigzal every time. What do we mean that there's no Shinu Rishus? After all, he took it, Bal Korcha, now the Shinu Rishus, from the Nigzal to the Gazlan. One second. Mark it off. Okay. See if I can find it quickly.
I have it if you want me.
Yeah, go ahead, if you have it. Slower and clearer. Yeah, go ahead. because you're already in the meat of it, which is good. Go ahead.
You always have one before?
No, 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 but just slow and clear. Yeah, so that's what's he saying? It cannot be that he grabbed it himself and that will be considered Shina Rishos. Otherwise, there's no difference between the Goslin's Shina Rishos and the and the Goslin Shani's Shina Rishos. No difference? Okay, the mind rebels against that comment. But because we need to understand it, the Rajab understood that too. Why do we rebel? Because it is a step removed from the Nigzal. Question is, who are you evaluating here? It's true, in both cases you have a Shina Rishus Shalom Midas. Obviously Rajba thinks that that's the key point. But still ain't a dome, we're not steal it from the Goslin, from the Nigzal rather. So it's from the Nigzal Shalom Midas, and it's directly from the Nigzal. And there's a Hashava, Isura Saliado, and so on. Here the question is whether or not the Goslin Sheni is Kone min vis-a-vis the Nigzal, not vis-a-vis the Goslin Rishon. So even if he stole it from the Goslin Rishon, right, he still didn't steal it from the Nigzal. So which of these points is more important? The fact that there's no Das Makne here? He doesn't receive it in the tzura of a legal kinyan, rather it comes to his hands in an illegal manner, or that he didn't steal it from the Nigzal. In any case, the Ravid and the Tosas Rid both interpret that the reason Rav Chizkiya's halacha works, namely that Yeish matters when it comes to Ratzon Mizegov or Ratzon Mizegov, is because of Yeish Shina Rishos. And they do interpret that grabbing from the Goslin Rishon, the Goslin Sheni grabbing from the Goslin Rishon is considered Shinoi Rishos. Indeed, the Tosas Rid, because of this, has a Safek, which is smack in between the concerns of the Rajba and the rejection of the Rajba in a way. What's the Safek of the Tosas Rid? Baruch Tov?
He wants to know if the first Goslin can get the paid back from the second Goslin.
Or just the Dabbin. Yeah. He says, as far as the Nigzal is concerned, that's the real Nigzal, as far as he's concerned, then he has no taina on the Goslin Sheni. Because it's Yeish v'Shina Rishos. But as far as Goslin Rishon is concerned, he has to pay back the Nigzal. Maybe he can just demand the Be'en from the Goslin Sheni and pay him off, or he doesn't have to pay him off, or no, he can only collect from him money. But it's a very fascinating question, but you can see it's smack in between, right, the Ravid and the Rajba, right? The Ravid Ashita is presumably they can't do that either. It's Yeish Shina Rishus. The only party who the Be'en, you know, who has a claim on the Be'en was the Nigzal. It's one removed. There was no Bisura Saliyado as far as the Nigzal is concerned. And therefore, it's Yeish Shina Rishus, even without a Das Makne. That's the Ravid Shita. And the Rajba is saying, as long as there's no Das Makne, and it's an illegal Kinyan, that's Bisura Saliyado. No difference between Goslin Sheni and the Goslin Rishon. Okay, that's a very different perspective on what Yeish and Shina Rishos is and how it works, obviously. And the Tosas Rid is smack in the middle, or the Safek is smack in the middle. He's saying, vis-a-vis the Nigzal, this is Yeish v'Shina Rishos, 100%. Question is, what about vis-a-vis Goslin Rishon? And that could be a question about several things. Could be just, you know, to what extent is Goslin Rishon a Nigzal? I mean, there are two Nigzals here. Maybe that's the Safek. As far as the original Nigzal, the real Nigzal, is Yeish and Shina Rishos Gamor. As far as the second guy, it's like any other case of Gezel, where you don't consider a Shina Rishus Biyada Gazlan. But it really isn't, because he's not really a Nigzel, he's really a Gazlan Rishon. He did have some Kinyanim, but he doesn't have full Kinyanim, he never had full Kinyanim. So it's a very fascinating question that Tosfos read. So there's a question here about the status of the middle Gazlan. There's also a question about how you understand Yishashinu Rishos. Yeah.
Yeah,
Mali Gazal Beis Bailev, Mali Gazal Begadav. Yeah. So that is a good line. That's here on Kufyat Aleph. And that's part of his, this whole piece on Kufyat Aleph is just, again, we spoke about it earlier in the year. That's where his Bakalik also between Ganif and Gazlan, in terms of Gorim and Aganif is nothing. Gozal and Gazlan is Chayit. That's how he understands it. Not like the Ksos and the Pesivus and the Tumim. But this is the line. Gazon Risha Bava Tovo, Gazon Shani Rotsa the Salka Badamim, Vulake of Gufagzela Leatso, Misapkali, Imyaka the Salka Bazilav, Miam Rina and Kimadika Yushushina Rishus Kani Vena Lavella Damim, Odil Madafka Gabilo Kacharina Naki, Bishum the Gazon Rishan Machalo Britsono, Hilka Kano Alokeach, Avazesha Gazolo Mimenu, Yomolo Gazon Rishan Gufagzela Nirotsa Shachzirana Labailin, Beni Misratsa Badamim, Mali Gezel Mibesa Gazlan, Mali Gezel Mibesa Bailin, Vinis Yashu, Shena Kuna Gufa Gagufa Konaguf. But the answer again, the mind rebels on this too. The answer is, you know, it's one thing for the. He goes on to discuss this idea that there is Gzela Mina Gazlan, even if there's no Gneva Mina Gana. Fine. That doesn't mean that the Gazlan Rishon is an Igza. So there is a big Mali. Especially when you consider that it's not only that there are two questions here. Number one, is Gazlan Rishon become a pure Nigzal? Moreover, even if he did, since there is still the Nigzal, the real Nigzal, and vis-a-vis the first, the real Nigzal, the Shinur Rishus works completely. So just from that point of view, from being Ba Machmas, let's say, HaNigzal, he's in a stronger position. So that's the interesting discussion. That's the discussion of the Tosfos Rid, the Rajba, the Ravid. If indeed the sugya is talking about Yush Shinu Rishus or not, we'll get back to that. But obviously, we already have an important discussion about what Shinu Rishus is and how it's accomplished. Is it through a legal kinyan, or is it more as long as you're not the guy who stole it from the Nigzal? It's a very practical halacha. You have no chiyav hashava or no ma'isik zela that taints you in your relationship to the Nigzal. That's all we care about. We don't care that it's a legal transaction necessarily. Okay. So that is the sugya on Kufyat Aleph. That's the sugya of Chizkiyahu. Very, very important. Tosfos Rid, Rajba, Ravid, Tosas, Ramba. As for Kufyat Daled, let's just finish that off now. So yesterday we discussed Kufyat Daled. That too is very, very important. So again, if somebody would read it again just quickly. Jay, you want to read it? So we have the Mishnah, just the three lines of the Mishnah and then the five lines of the Gemara. Go ahead. So that's the simple reading of the Mishnah is Yush, and as we discussed yesterday, what happened? What did Rashi do? Yush Shinu Rishus. Good. So either Yush is Kona or Yush Shinu Rishus. Go ahead. Then the Gemara. Oh, so this is very fascinating all around. Right? The first Dayan seems to argue with the Mishnah and says that in Natal Maxil Abailam Arishonim, because Yush Kadi Lo Kani, Umikar Bisura Asa Liyade. So I just want to go through, this is a very, very important line. This is why I have all the Rishonim here on Kufyat Daled. I just want to go through the various explanations of what that means and the implications very quickly. Most of it we did yesterday, three quarters of it. Just want to add a little today to finish this part off. Okay. So let's start with Rashi. So the way, oh, let's start with Tosus, because that's the foil. So Tosus on Sadi Samech Zayin on the base. Go ahead, Jay, says, what's the Mishnah and what's the Braisa?
Oh, according to the Ben Tam,
Okay, the Ben Tam, yeah.
Okay. So according to the Ben Tam, you would hold that, they're both cases of just Yesh and Rashi and Rashi.
Okay, let's say, yeah, Yesh and Noshin Rishos. Why Noshin Rishos? Correct. Bal Korcha. So that's another issue to consider. What about, we just had one before, which is Bal Korcha de Gazlin. Now we have another issue, Bal Korcha de Lokeach. Right? Two different cases. It might be the same issue, but two different cases. So Tosa says that Bal Korcha the Lokeach lo shma shinui rishos, and therefore it's got to be that the discussion here is about Yish Kedi Kani or Lo Kani. Straightforward Mishnah versus Braisa on that point. That's why Tosa thinks that it's relevant to the question of Ula and Rabbi Yochanan and so on and so on. Correct? Okay. Yeah. So that's very straightforward. Doesn't add anything. What it adds to us is just one factor, and that's important, namely Shinu Rishus Bal Korcha De Lokeach Lo Shma Shinu Rishus. Good. That's how Rabbi Kveger liked reading the Gemara, obviously, as well. What about Rashi, as the Rashash explained, and the second day of Tosas Rid? Yay. Oh, by the way, the only thing to add is that according to the continuation of the Gemara, the second day, so then it's a lotza sidei chavaso on Yush, according to the Mandamar, Yush kedi kani, right? And as we pointed out, that would imply that there is some sort of, either it's a pure midas chasidus, or there's some sort of a shame gossip. That's for Tosas. Okay. As for Rashi and Tosas Rid, okay, one more time, go ahead. Yishashina Rishus. So number one, if it's Yishashina Rishus, it implies that Shina Rishus applies even Bal Karcha de Lokeach. Okay, that's an important machlokas. Paralleling what we just saw, the Ravid Tosas Rid against the Rashba. Okay, so that's an important machlokas. And then the question becomes, how do you read? So the Mishnah now makes sense, Yush Rishina Rishos. Now the question becomes the Gemara. How come Yush Rishina Rishos doesn't work? So as we explained, Jay?
Right,
Bisura Asaliyad. Oh, so that's a Chiddush, and that's the second day of the Tosas read as well, that Bisura Asaliyado torpedoes even the Kinyan of the Lokeach. Which means that Bisura Saliado is a way of saying Chefta Shol Gzela is not Nitan Lekinyan. 3 years, anyway. As long as it remains the same Chefta Shol Gzela, Bisura Saliado applies. It applies even to the Lokeach. Okay? That's the. And the other day on the Gemara argues on that point and says, no. Really, Yish Vashina Rishus is Betera Saliado, except that then the Chiddush is that Yish, even Yish Vashina Rishus is a day in the Gemara that Zachiv Lotzeis or Chasidus to give it back, or, unless we're going to say Michael's suggestion of yesterday, which is that dictates the, you know, the Tos, the Bal Korcha, whether he wants or doesn't want under these conditions. Okay. So that would be the interpretation of Rashi and the second day of the Tosas Rid. That's the two days of the Gemara and the Mishnah. The first day of the Tosas Rid we discussed already. That's the view that Yeush Kedi is Koveya for Yeush Shina Rishos, and the only Nafkamina is Tashlumin. And the Tashlumin then isn't the function of the Maisa Gzela, but of the Kinyan Gzela that completes your Bailus on the Gzela. Those are the two days of Tosas Rid, Rashi and Tosas. The Meiri, by the way, suggests what Rabbi Kiveger rejected, which is that the 2 days in the Gemara, or the Machlokas in the Gemara and the Mishnah, really is a Machlokas about Shinui Rishus Bal Korcha. Everybody agrees that Yish Shinui Rishus works, The machlokas is whether or not the Mishnah holds that it's a case of Yesh Shishin Rishos. That's why it works, even though it's Bal Karka. The Gemara's daya is that it's not considered Shina Rishos, and that's why the Gemara says Yush Kedi Kani, because it denies that there is Shina Rishos. And just give me one more minute, then I'll take all the questions. I just want to sum this up. Because it denies that there is Shina Rishos in this case. That would be Shitas Ha-Me'iri. That's how the Me'iri reads the Gemara. Okay. What about the Baal Amor? How does Baal Amor read the Gemara? Jay? Yeah, the Baal Amor says there's no machlokas between the Brice and the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case where, or the Mishnah is referring to the equivalent amount of the gzela. You have the gzela, and it's worth a certain amount of money, and you get that in exchange. The Brisa is talking about something different. Tanaim Natal Machsel Bailam Arishonim refers to Hosafa. Let's say he's getting more than he lost. So the Baal Amor says that's called Shina Rishus Betaos. And Shina Rishus Betaos, according to, that's the Machlokas 2 days in the Gemara. Whether Yiyush plus Shina Rishus Betaos works. So now we have another wrinkle on Shina Rishus. Right? Shina Rishus Keneged the Gazlin. Balkorcha, Shina Rishus Balkorcha de Lokeach, and now we have Shina Rishus Bitaos. Is that considered Shina Rishus or not? According to the Baal Amor, that's 2 days in the Gemara. And that's the Machlokas. So the Ramban and the Ravid dismiss this Pshat. Number one, they just think that it's not Ikar Chasam and HaSefer. Okay, that's a literary point. Okay, either it is or isn't. Okay. Number two, the Ramban has a question. Ramban says, if indeed the Hosafa is Shina Rishus Betaos, then the whole Shina Rishus should have been jeopardized. That's an interesting question. Does the whole Shina Rishus a package deal or not? If you say about any aspect of the Shina Rishus that it's Betaos, will that undermine the whole Shina Rishus? The Ramban says the Baal Amor seems to think that you can pick and choose. You can say Shina Rishus on the value and not and Tos on beyond. But it's not so, it's a package deal. That's an interesting argument. Not for us right now, but an interesting argument. More important than all of that is the main question that the Ravid and Ramban direct against the Baal Amor. And what is that? What's the main question against the Baal Amor? If that's a pshat, and that's the 2 days in the Gemara, whether or not Shinui Betaos, right, it's considered a Shinui. Oren, so? What's the problem? Daniel? Michael? According to the Baal Amor, Baal Amor says the discussion in the Gemara is when you have Yiyush plus Shina Rishus Betaos. Right? And the 2 days in the Gemara, whether or not Shina Rishus Betaos, Shema Shinui or not. So the Ravid and Ramban ask several questions. Number one, they say the Gemara doesn't say it's Hosafa. For all we know, it's an equal exchange. Right? Number two, if it really was a Hosafa Betaos, why shouldn't that undermine not just the Hosafa, but everything? Those are questions, good questions. But the strongest question is the question that they both have. The strongest question, the main question is, if the Baal Amor was right, what doesn't make sense? Michael?
Does the Gemara talk about my camera, you should be coming?
Exactly. How come the Gemara says that the debate, that according to the second day, we really, really hold, Yushkadi is Kani? Right, however, you know, it's Midas Chasidus or whatever. That's not the argument at all. It sounds in the Gemara like the debate is Yish Kedi Kani or Yish Kedi Lo Kani, but according to the Baal Amor, the debate is really whether or not Shinui Betos Shema Shinui, That's the question. Anybody have the have it open up? Either the Raivad or the Ramban?
It's kind of parallel to the question that the
Rabbi Kivager asked against Rashi. Absolutely. Right, if we're really talking about Yish Shina Rishus, so what's the Gemara talking about in the continuation? Yish Kedi. Right? So Bishlom of the Tosis Rid, the first Pshat, it's not so bad because Yish Kedi is the point in Yish Shina Rishus. Right? But if you hold the other ways, and it's a Yish Shina Rishus issue, so why are we emphasizing Yish Kedi? That's the question they ask against the Balamar. Who has it open? Just very quickly, that one line. David, you have it?
Can't find it.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Of course, with Gemara, my time of Yesh could be Kani. We nominated Ogirsis Bay could be. Katikashi, the Hubble laid the name, my time of Mishim the Shin Rishis.
Oh. That's the Raivad's question. Yesh kan shgaga ki omer b'gemar b'lishna basu yush kedi kani v'lo omer shu yehe yush v'shinu rishus. Correct? Shari mefur, and then Saramba, Masha kasu balamar d'kaimelon k'lishna basu v'yush v'shinu rishus gomor hava. Eino. Shari mefurish b'gemar mai tama yush kedi kani. So what's the answer to that question? I mean, it is a good question. Whether it's Rabbi Kivager against Rashi, or it's the Raivad and the Ramban against the Balamor. What's the answer to the question? Well, we basically have said it. Yeah, Michael. Conceptually. In other words, not really, not actually. The real question, this would be a very lumdish way for the Gemara to be read, but this is the point. What the Gemara is saying is, the Gemara itself is debating, according to Balamar, right? Whether or not Yeush Vashinu Rishus works in Vashinu Rishus Betos. Correct? But what does that depend on? So he could have said it's a technicality, you need a Shina Rishus. What is a Shina Rishus? Any change in venue, a legal change in venue. If it's legal, then you have to figure out Balkorcha, you have to figure out Batos, Balkorcha de Lokeach, Balkorcha de Gazlan. Fine. But it's not some Xeris Akasuv, Yish Shina Rishus. It also may be that what constitutes Shina Rishus depends on how this combination of Yush Vashinu Rishus really works. So if we say that Shinu Rishus is a factor together with Yeush, it's a partial kinyan, right? Or it's the kinyan, like Rebbeinu Peretz says, we'll get to in a couple of minutes, the language. Tells Rebbeinu Peretz, the Samech Hesam and Aleph, has a startling formulation that the way Yush and Shina Rishus works is through Shina Rishus. Okay. So, but let's say even according to other Rishon, let's say it's like the Balamar. Like in this case, the Balamar doesn't work out so well, but okay. But, so then, Shina Rishus might really have to be a legal action. But let's say the way that Yesh Shina Rishus works, we've had several models about how Yesh Shina Rishus might work, how Yesh Kedi, even if it's Lo Kani, might still be something. Let's say we would say something, for example, like the Rambam. Right? I'm not saying it's so for the Rambam and Yish Shin Rishus, but let's say, in other words, basically the only reason that Yish doesn't work Misuras al Yado is the Gazlan himself, his Chiyuv Chazara, Chiyuv Hashava, overrides the Kenya. Or even not as far as the Rambam, say it for other Rishonim. So basically, what we're saying is that Yish Kedi would be Kani. Just the Gazlan cannot personally benefit from it. So then, any Shina Rishus is going to work. As long as it's not the Gazlan himself, it's going to work. So the way the Balamor would read the Gemara would be as follows. The Gemara wants to know whether, the Gemara has a debate whether Yish Shina Rishus Bitaos works. So the Gemara says, it depends. If you think that Yeush is the power behind that Kinyan, and that Yeush really works, that Yeush Kedi is Kani, in the context of Yeush Shina Rishus, and the Shina Rishus is just a Hechatimtzi for allowing the Yeush Kedi to be Kani. So if that's the case, then Shina Rishus Bitalos should work too. But if you hold that Yesh Kedi Lo Kani, meaning the need that you, reason that you need Yesh Shina Rishus is because not only Lamaisa is Yesh Kedi not Kona, but because it's really limited. It doesn't have the capacity to be Kona Legamri Bifnei Atzmo. It needs the assistance of another factor, a quasi Kenyan. Ah, if that's the case, meaning Yish Kedi is lokani conceptually, and even in the context of its effectiveness with Yish Peshina Rishos, Yish Kedi is lokani, then you really need a legal Shina Rishos to assist the Yeush, to be the dominant factor, to be the equal factor. So that's exactly how to read the Gemara. The debate is about whether Yish Kedi is Kani in the context of Yish Vashina Rishos. Yeah.
So reading Rumanus would also require the extra Kiddush that the Balmor would also subscribe to the reading of the Gemara as Yish Kedi Kani meaning in the context of Shina Rishos.
Of Yish and Shina Rishos. Well, I think you have to say it for the Balmor. You may have some other explanation, but the Ramban and the Raibit are making structurally a winning comment. The Gemara does say Yish Kedi Kani, Yish Kedi Lo Kani is at root of this argument. So again, if you have like the Tosas Rid that Yish Shina Rishus is just an outgrowth of Yish, literally of Yish Kedi Kani with the Naf Kimi, like the first day of the Tosas Rid, you could read it that way. Maybe that's one of the advantages that he doesn't tell us, but maybe that's one of the advantages of the first day of the Tosas Rid. But if you don't hold that way, it really is a problem. I mean, that's what Rabbi Kivager was asking as well. Is there going to be, are you going to say according to Rashi that the debate is whether or not Shina Rishus Betos Shema Shina Rishus? Well, it doesn't sound that way from the continuation of the Gemara, right? So in Rashi we don't need to say that, because Rashi, like the second day of the Tosas Rid, clearly doesn't read that way. Rather, the question is whether or not Yish Shina Rishus, even then it's going to be a question maybe. Okay, but according to I think even according to Rashi you have to say something like this. But especially for the Balamor, the debate centers around the status of Shina Rishus, this particular Shina Rishus. So how do you work that in with Yish Kedi? So I'm just suggesting that is the idea. Yeah.
Why should the siluk of the Ikuv of Hashava require something any weaker or be sufficiently satisfied with anything weaker than an actual Kenyan?
Well, again, it depends on whether you require siluk hashava so much, or the point simply is that the gavra gazlan who had a chiyuv hashava, he can never benefit or be kona through the yish, but somebody else always could. If that's the case, then you really just need to be talking about someone else, and yish kedi is kani, right? That's why I went through the trouble of developing the different hierarchy, the models beforehand. That was one of them. That's what I had in mind. It's close to the Rambam already. It's not exactly the Rambam, but It's close to the Ramah. Okay. So I think this is a very, very important reading of the Gemara, according to the Balamor. Again, I don't know for a fact that that's what he holds, but I think you have to say something like that. Okay. Then we have two other shitas that I want to mention, and that is the Ramban and the Raya. Just how to read this Gemara. So I Yoni reminded me yesterday. Where's Yoni? Did he just walk out? What? Oh, okay. So did he just walk out? Oh. Okay. So Yoni reminded me yesterday that the Ramban, we were talking about Lotzei Sedei Shamayim, the key of Lotzei Sedei Shamayim. So he said, he's absolutely correct. I just didn't get to that part, but the Ramban says that's actually Gufa, the 2 days in the Gemara. Rabban Muhammos, once he disagrees with the Baal Amar, so he has to come up with an alternative. It's very hard to read this Gemara in Kuvidal. It's very hard to know what the 2 days are and what the connection to the Mishnah is. So the Ramban says, Lekula Alma, Yeush, and Shinui Rishus are effective. The question is, what about Lotzei Sidei Shamayim? So yesterday we talked about there being two Lotzei Sidei Shamayims. Right? One, what I called a Hilchos Gzela one, and the other one, a Hilchos Deos one. Meaning one that reflects some shame guzzle or shiur bekinyano, one of those or both. Some sort of, you know, something is missing here. Despite the fact that you could walk away legally and continue to hold on to the chayfetz. Right? As opposed to, you own it completely, but, you know, you just may not want anything with a stigma, you know, anything with a past. Maybe its present is fine, but it still has a past, and you're not interested even in a association with a stigmatized past. Okay? We talked this about this a lot. We talked about Shinui, if you recall, right? Estanzona. And we talked about that mos. What does it take to get a mos? Right? The present? The past? Right? How distant the past? Etc. So it's hard to know where to draw the line, but these are the issues. So the Ramban says, Gufa, that is the 2 days of the Gemara. Let's just get that line quickly. The first day of the Gemara felt... One second... El hocha perusho im balatz esidei shemayim matzil bailam arishonim. The lo ketani, the Ramban is medayik. Doesn't say mishalim lebailam arishonim. Velo chayev lahachzir ela machzir ubederech tshuva mashma lefi daita shabal amorzal v'haynu bi sura asli yadei afapi she'achshav kena'o. It's a very radical reading of the Gemara. This shows you how difficult this Gemara is. That's why I produce such creative insights. According to the Ramban, the first pshat in the Gemara is Yeush Kedi. No argument with the Mishnah. Yeush Vashinu Rishus is Konev. Or maybe Yeush Kedi is actually Konev. Right? The question is there a Chi of Latzei Sidei Shamayim? That's the discussion. Then the Gemara says, and when the Gemara says, I guess, Yirish Kedi Lo Kani, it doesn't mean that you're not Kona. It means Linyan the Chi of Latzei Sidei Shamayim. I guess is there still a shame guzzle, let's say. But then he pushes everything one, right? We were enamored with the fact that the Gemara itself is discussing the possibility of a shame guzzle in the second day. For the Ramban, that's already more forcefully declared in the first day. Ubalishna basra amrinan shafil latzei sidei shamayim eino chayiv elim rotza lahachzir shomar yafshi b'mamun shena shali yachzir l'bayil marish. It's fascinating that in the second day where there's no chi of latzei sidei shamayim, you could still characterize it as mamun shena shali. Wow. That's a persistent shame gozel or stigma. Maybe that's the past, the other one is the present. The zehaloshon lo latzei sidei shamayim mashma el lifnim min shuras adin v'lifnim mishuras yedei shamayim. That's how he adds with this. Ulefika cheshmita rava gadol the kind of lo kilish nekama hayneration the maslisin the ketoni ein portin. They're all trying to figure out why the riff ignored this whole gemara. Each one is a different theory. So basically, according to the Ramban, what comes out is that the two deis in the Gemara are a question whether or not there is a chiyuv latzis de shamayim despite kinyan, namely it's a hilchos gzeila halacha, or it really is just a hilchos deos halacha. Okay, that's the Ramban. Then we come to the Ravid. I think the Ravid, Ari mentioned the Ravid yesterday, but we never got back to it, right? So what is the, Ari, what is the Ravid, since you mentioned it?
If there's no Yeush, then there's still
Chiyuv Damim
on the Lokeah.
If there is... Say that again?
If there was no
Yeush. If there's Yeush.
If there's Yeush, then there's no Chiyuv Damim on the Lokeah.
Correct. Well, if there's Yeush, which is Kedi Kani, right.
Right. That's the only case where there's
no. If Yeush Kedi is low Kani...
But generally, Yeush Nereshut is... Oh, right. If Yesh Kedi Lo Kani, then Yesh Kedi Lo Kani is only enough to be poter from the actual object, but you still have to be enough.
Oh. So this is a huge chiddush of the Ravid in this Gemara. Now, there seem to be different versions of this Ravid. What exactly did the Ravid say? One version of the Ravid is that... Well, basically, just to go back. So what does the line mean in the Gemara again? On Kuf Gedala there? Jay, just to get back to Jay for a second. How do you read it according to the Ravid? Again, Lekula Alma, Yeush Shina Rishus is Konim. The way it goes is, Tana, Im Natal, Machsil Abaylim, Machsil Abaylim, Arishonim, Kasavar Yush Kadi, Lo Kani. So what does it mean? You have to pay dam.
Right.
So this is
the
mean? You have to pay damim. So there are two versions of this Ravid. One is you have to pay damim. The other is you have to be willing to give back the be'en if you receive damim. Which one is the Rajbaz? What?
You have to give
damim. That's a simple pshat, you have to give damim, and that's what I think that's how the Tur says it as well. Now, those who understand the Rajba, I think the Gra and Shulchan Aruch understands the Rajba the other way. He understands that the Rajba read the Ravid, that you have to give back the Be'en and be willing to receive money. Of course, this is very crucial. This is an important issue we'll get back to with the Rambam. Namely, when you say Yush, Shashina Rishus, Kona is the Lokeach Evrachayib Bedamim. Most Rishonim are of the opinion no. And the Rajba really says no. Right? Very emphatically. Pashtus of Bali Tosis is no. The Rambam says yes. The Rambam says it may, on a Drabbanan level, it makes a difference whether it's a Gazan before some or not. In terms of Takonis HaShavim, but basically, in principle, he would have to pay Damim. And that's what the Ravid holds as well. Again, I said the Gra read the Rajba, that the Rajba understood the Ravid, not that he has to pay Damim, but that he has to be willing to receive Damim and give back the Be'er. That's not the simple reading of the Rajba here. The Rajba here in Kufi Dalid, a Ravid pirsh techik tani mazis and arelu shalom. The lo mafkina mina bibaylim below klum kamar mishum dekani lebi yesh rishina rishos halal bedami miya mibayle lahadura. It's hard to know. The Gra read this to mean aval. The Gra read it like this: hare elu shalot de lo mafkina mina bibaylim below klum kamar, meaning he doesn't have to give it up for nothing. And the Gemara is saying aval bedamim. Mia boila dure, but for money he's got to give it up. That's how the Gra read the Rajba's reading of the Ravid. Okay, I think most people read the Ravid. The Ksos read the Rajba, and I think it's not for this. We all would have read the Rajba this way. What it means is the Mishnah is referring to the Be'en, which means you don't have to give up the Be'en. Period. Not that you don't have to give it up for nothing. Under no conditions do you have to give it up. Not that you don't have to give it up for nothing. The Gemara is saying, however, you have to give up money. Not that you have to give it up for money. Okay. Either way, what emerges from the Raavad is a very, very big chiddush. The question is, which chiddush? So if, let's take it the Gra's way for a second. The Gra's way of the Rajba, the Raavad, is that basically the kinyan of Yish, Shina Rishus, is a limited kinyan. What the Gra is trying to explain is the Rajba's attack subsequently on the Raavad. What is Rajba? How does Rajba attack the Raavad, Michael?
He says, no, you every time it says Kani, it means Kani Lagamre.
Where do we find that Kani doesn't mean Lagamre? Right? Oh, by the way, the reasoning of the Raavad, very important. One line to add. Whatever it is that he says. Mishum, like he reads it into the Gemara. Isur Asaliyade. That's very important. Right? Because Isur Asaliyado normally is viewed as referring only to the Gazlan. According to our reading of Rashi in the second day of Tosfos Rid, it refers, it's a day in the Gemara that it refers to the Lokeach. But that means that there's no kinyan. According to the Raavad, it refers to the Lokeach. But it's a, and therefore causes a limitation on his koach hakinyan, either that he has to pay, or even more so that he has to give up the ban in lieu of payment. So, isura asaliyade yish shina rishus, according to the Raavad, is not only, you know, not like the Ramban beteira asaliyado, you know, yish of aveda dumin aveda, but it's the exact opposite. It's a yush bisura saliyade, which is partially affected. That's why the Raavad reads the Gemara. Again, you just have to pay attention to the language. That's how the Gemara says on Kufya Dalad and Aleph, according to the Raavad. Bisura saliyado applies to yush shita rishus legabe halokeya. Couldn't want a greater contrast to shita saramba. Okay. So the Rajba asks, number one, we don't find such a thing. Number two,
he says that
if it would be true, it should have affected, this is an amazing question,
this should have affected this case of Kufidalad, because he should have
it should affect not Kufidalad, another Masechta. He said it should have affected the din of, if it's true that Yish Shina Rishus, you don't even have to, you don't get to keep the ban. If that's not the Rajba, again, the Gra's reading of the Rajba. If it's a limited kinyan, it's not a kinyan, a goof, legamri, so what should it have affected? Lachem in Lula. The sugin of Sukkah Laman Aleph of Ankari, it gives you an Eitzah Tova, how to make sure that you're Dalad Minim are going to be Lachem.
Oh,
it sounds like they're suggesting Yush Shina Rishus. Exactly. So, excellent. So he calls it, he says it's like a Mashko. Afapisha Kosova Rav Shize Ikar, Adain Sricha Talmud. The Yush Shina Rishus, Bekule Talmud, Mashma Dekani Legamri, Kinyan Aguf. Dilo, Hodamul Ravuna Lahanu Avankari, Kizavnisu Asa Migayim Ligzo, right? Inu, Kechlav Yush Biyade. Did who v'shinu rishus be a daichu? Mayahani, hamikamokam hayasalom miknelu kinyan aguf. The ena lekein mashkon, the bedamim bo laadura. Vanan binan biyom arishon lachem. Miu anan lo kaimel anhacha ki haylishna kama elikalishna basra. Hamidina ena machzir. Vadakamer maitam yush kedi kani lav yush kedi mamish alomar. Av bishloha biyad gazlin v'konim shabali ineze eliyush kedi kani legamri biyad zem mishum havel yush biyada demokas v'shurushus biyada dahai vein sarach shetehe yad lokeach be'emtza. He too is going to have problems, the same problems that the Raavad and the Ramban asked against the Balamor. You're going to have to, basically the Rajba says these are two days in the Gemara. The Raavad, it's not clear that it's two days in the Gemara. It could be the Raavad holds like this, since he asked especially against the Balamor. He holds like this. If you hold Yush Kedi Kani, so then you're free and clear. I mean, the third party is going to be free and clear. However, if you hold Yish Kedi Lo Kani, and the way that your Kone is Yish Vashinya Rishus, it's just a totally different reading than Gemara. It's Yish Vashinya Rishus, so it's true your Kone, but qualitatively, it's a different kind of Kenyan completely. L'may Nafka Mina, this question of the Be'en or the Damim. Okay, let's read it according to the Gro. Maybe the Gro is right, reading the Rashi this way. Either way, the Tur certainly doesn't read the Raivid this way. The Tur reads the Raivid the other way. The way that it's the Ksos read the Rajva, which is that you don't get to keep the ban. I mean, you don't have to give up the ban for money, but you have to pay money in order to keep the ban. Okay. Either way, the point is that the Raivid probably read the Gemara to explain that Yish Kedi Kani is a Kinyan Gamur. Yish Shina Rishus is a kinyan bi suras aliyade, and since it's bi suras aliyade, there's something missing. And what's missing? That depends on the two versions of the Raivid. So if we take the Rajba Gra reading of the Raivid, so then it's actually a very good question. Unless you say, even though you have to give up the be'en for the money, nonetheless, the comparison to Mashkin is not correct. As long as you hold on to it, it is yours, and it is Lachem. But at least we can understand where the Rajab is coming from. The Ksos, I think, clearly read the Raivid the other way, like the Tur has it, and I think he read the Rajba that way too. So he says, I don't even understand what the Rajab is talking about. What do you mean there's no Kinyan Aguf, and it's like a Mashkin, and it's a problem of Lachem? We don't find other times that, let's say you hold Yish Kedi Kani, says the Ksos. If you hold Yish Kedi Kani, don't you have to pay? Doesn't the Gazan have to pay for the Chayfetz? So he pays for the Chayfetz. No one ever said it would be a problem of Lachem. And that's not such a strong question. What's the answer to that question? No? Why?
For some reason, one could say, first of all, that in case of Yesh...
The simplest. For the moment.
Exactly.
Sure, you have to pay in Yesh Kedi Kani. But in Yesh Kedi Kani, you're paying because of the Maisa Gzela. Again, back to that same point. It just keeps rearing its, you know, its head again. But in the case of Yesh Hashina Rishus, where there's no Gzela, the only reason that you'd pay is because of Shir or Bikinyano. There's no Shir or Bikinyano. So the fact that you've... there's no Shir or Bikinyano in Yesh Kedi Kani, but there is a Shir or Bikinyano, apparently, in Yesh Hashina Rishus. That would be an answer to that point in the Ksos. So did the Ksos just misunderstand the... So what I'm suggesting is, even if you read the Raivid in the most extreme way, you may have to end up saying, just because you're going to lose the Chayfetz doesn't mean that when you hold on to it, it isn't yours. By the same token, let's say we read the Raivid the other way, which is, you can hold on to the Chayfetz forever, but you have to pay for it. So is the Rajba right that that's Shir B'Kinyan? No, so the Ksos said no, because of Yish Kedi. We just pointed out Yish Kedi doesn't prove a thing. But that doesn't mean the Ksos is wrong. Namely, it could still be that just because it's true that just because you have to pay for something doesn't mean that you have only a mashkon and not a kinyan agufa be'en on it. It's yours legamri, even if you have to pay for it. Right? That's bisuras al yada means that you're part of the gzela process, and therefore you have a chiyuv, not based on shi or bikinyano, but based on some completion of the Maisa Gzela, Bisuras Eliyado. Remember, that's the Chiddush of the Raivid, that Bisuras Eliyado applies here. So in that sense, one could argue, one could say the Ksos is right. Okay, so it's a little complicated. Either way, the Rajba himself says, is uncomfortable with this Ravid, and says, oh, but maybe that's the 2 days in the Gemara. The 2 days in the Gemara are goof on this question, whether or not Yush, Vishina Rishos, is a she or Bekinyano? Or it's like the equivalent of Yush Kedikani if it would be Kona. So what's interesting is the line of the Rajba, the Ein Sar Shete Yad Lokeach Be'emtza. He says, well, we pass like the second day of the Gemara. Even if you read like the Ravid, the second day of the Gemara will be that there's no requirement to pay, certainly no requirement to give up for payment. The Ein Sar Shete Yad Lokeach Be'emtza. Meaning what? Bisura Saliado doesn't apply to Yir Shashina Rishos. So what's that about? So it ends up, according to the Rajba, 2 days in the Gemara, arguing about a very interesting question. When you have Yir Shashina Rishos, the question isn't only is there a Shir Bekinyano, but whether it's Yisura Saliado. From who is the Lokeach part of the Gzela process? Is he receiving it from the Nigzal? Is he receiving it from the Gazlan? Is he receiving it as a Lokeach? Or as a Gazlan? According to the Rajba, that's the 2 days of the Gemara. Now the Rajba himself says, what do I do with Yush Kedi Kani in the Gemara? He admits that's a weak point. He says, lav dafka. Correct? But, I would just like to say, in light of what I suggested for the Balamor, one could have said something similar for the Rajba. He doesn't say it. No. But one could have said, if that really is the 2 days in the Gemara, whether or not Yush Hashina Rishos is considered be Surah Saliyado or Be'etera Saliyado, whether Yad Lokeach Be'emtza or not, whether he's part of the Gzela, whether he's even getting it from the Nigzal, and if he is getting it from the Nigzal in a way that is part of the process or a way that is completely innocent. If that goof is the question, then the suggestion we made earlier could apply here too. I mean, maybe that depends in the combination of Yush and Shina Rishos, whether it's really Yush Kedi that is now rehabilitated or working, or it really is either the Shina Rishos primarily or the combination. And that would be a better way to read the Gemara. Okay, I see we're still a little behind. But just to sum up, so the Gemara in Kuf, we did the Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph, the different Shitos. The Gemara here in Kuf Yud Daled, the different Shitos. So basically we have totally different readings of the Gemara and implications for our topic. Rashi, I think Rashi is the second day of Tosas Rid, Tosas, Balamor, Ramban, Ravid, two versions of the Ravid, and even within the versions of the Ravid, there's the Ksos and the Rajba. And does the Ravid, how sheer of the Kinyano is the... Again, the Gross says, the whole business with the Rajba is just depends on which version of the Ravid you have. I think even within both versions, we could raise this question. Right? The Ravid at least has two deos. The 2 days of the discussion of the Gemara and the Ravid is Yush Kedi versus Yush Rishina Rishos. And then we have the Rajba, Yush Rishina Rishos itself, in terms of this question. These are all different readings. And we end up with several views about Shina Rishos, about the relationship between Yush and Yush and Shina Rishos, what the scope and impact of Bisura Saliyado is, etc. Very fruitful Gemaras. Okay, so it remains to be done, and I hope we'll finish tomorrow. Again, tomorrow we'll make it 1:15 because I'm going to be a little late. I have to do this other thing. But we'll go as rapidly as we can. Just the other nafkamina that I mentioned the other day, including pinning down some of the Yush Hashina Rishos issues of Ksos and others, and the Rambam and the Ravid still in Ilchus Gzela and Gneva. The other Marmakomos that I gave, we'll try to finish up the other Marmakomos tomorrow. And then we still need one more day to do the Hekdesh question, the question of Yush Kedi and Yush and Shina Rishus, Lina Mitzvah Baba Veira and Hakrava and Hakdasha. Again, the Makoros that I gave you, also look very quickly to Balamor and Ramban. Again, Kufi Dalit, they also discuss this. But it's pretty much similar to just to fill in the picture of the sukkah. So we have basically two, I think two more, maybe two and a half more shiurim just to finish up Yush, and then we'll move on to the next Gemara. The next Gemara will go quickly. Shana and Nivshtarish Bechet we did pretty much already. So just remember what we did about Dalad Behei and Kefal, those issues. And then Beck's big topic after this will be Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Harshah. Those are going to be the two next big topics. That's that'll take us to Daf Ayin. Samach Ches to Daf Ayin.
Where is the Gra? Where is the Gra?
The Gra in Chosh Mishpah.
I think in Shin.